Are you running on empty?
Are you running on empty?
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to The Computer Guys. I'm Kevin.
I'm Cam.
And we're here from Macatawa Technologies for the next half hour, actually 27 minutes, to take your calls at the number 395-1450. Is that the right number? Because that's not my line.
It's now your line. That's right. It is the right number, 395-1450.
Dave is out of the studio today. He's actually in Chicago. He's been there since Thursday. But we are still here to answer all your computer and technology-related questions for the next 26 minutes, so...
Mentioning the time?
Better light up the phones, you know? Give us a call or send us an email, computerguys@whtc.com. I apologize, my voice is headed south, but I think I can make it through the show. So
he's a fighter.
I'm going to pull through.
That's right.
I'm going to pull through. But anyways, yeah, we're here to take your calls. Thank you to Josh. He's running around like a madman today, answering phone calls and running the board for us, so we appreciate that. But we are here to talk about anything and everything computer-related. Probably one of the biggest pieces of news from the last week was Microsoft saying, hey, guess what? You know Vista that we were planning on releasing yet this year?
Del Boca Vista?
Yeah, it's not going to come out. It's going to be January.
Oh, yeah, what a bunch of losers.
As of right now. Hey, come on now.
What?
They don't want it to crash as soon as it comes out.
That's true.
So they're going to delay the release. We appreciate that. But yeah, it says January now. I'm not sure if that will actually happen or not. So we'll keep you posted.
You know what? Have you seen that video online of Windows 98 crashing in front of everybody?
Yeah, that's what they don't want to do.
Right, again. That's what they don't want to have happen when they release Vista. So I can understand that.
The thing is, I mean, all the open source people are cheering because Microsoft has delayed the release date. And they're like, ha, 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 Microsoft. But the fact is, what's the percentage of computers out there that run Windows? You know what?
It's like
97%.
Yep.
Let's say something like that.
Yeah.
What are people going to do? They're going to wait. There's nothing they can do.
That's true.
You know, they're the king.
A lot of their computers can't even run Vista.
No.
It's time to go out and buy a new computer.
Yeah. So it just means if you're waiting to buy a computer until Vista comes out, you're just going to have to wait a couple extra months.
Yeah. So, which means the system might be just a little bit better. What
might
if they
be
make
better.
That DDR breakthrough RAM that, you know?
Yeah, and the deep freeze.
They'll end up buying
that deep freeze, right?
They'll end up buying Macs.
Think so.
Everybody will.
Think everybody that's disappointed is going to buy Macs.
Everybody is going to buy a Mac. We got a phone call here at 395-1450.
Well, we better take that first.
We are going to. Good morning. You're on the computer, guys.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm okay. I'm glad we did now. Upgraded to Windows XP because I was kind of waiting for that new system to come out, but I thought, oh, I better not. So good thing I did.
Yep.
But anyway, we upgraded to Windows XP, and somebody tried to send me a message yesterday on my email. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but said my inbox was almost full and it wouldn't accept. My inbox would not accept the email document. So I deleted a bunch of stuff from my email and asked them to send it again, and it's still telling me that. And I deleted probably 200 and something emails, and a lot of them had attachments.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that's what was, you know, causing up the time. But if it's in the deleted items, do I have to, like, totally empty that before?
First off, what do you use to check your email?
Pardon me?
Do you use Outlook or Outlook Express to check your email?
Outlook Express.
And who's your internet service provider?
Charter.
Okay. Do you ever use the web-based email?
No.
Okay. The one thing you're going to want to check is to make sure that that is getting deleted from your actual mail server. Because the way Outlook Express works, typically it goes and gets your messages from Charter,
mm-hmm.
and then it deletes them off Charter's server.
Okay.
That's where you're getting the error message, is that there's still not enough room on Charter's server. Now,
okay.
once they've actually been downloaded into Outlook Express, they shouldn't be on Charter's server anymore.
Okay.
Are you at your computer now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. One thing you can do is go into Outlook Express.
Mm-hmm.
Go into your email account settings.
Okay.
Should be from your tools menu.
Right.
And just make sure there's a little checkbox in there that under either advanced or under servers where it says, it'll either say leave a copy of my messages on the server for a certain period of days. Just make sure that nothing is checked there. So it's actually going to delete them off the server.
Okay.
The other thing to do is to go into Charter's webmail. Do you know how to get there?
No, but I can call them and find out.
Yeah, but I think it's probably just mail dot, or, you know, it's Charter. Like webmail.charter.com or .net. Yeah. And log in using your username and password and just see if there's still messages in your inbox there.
Okay.
If there are, then something isn't set right with your email account.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome.
Another thing could
have a good day.
Thanks. You too.
Kev, checking the size of the attachment, if the attachment was over a gigabyte or, you know, some absurd.
Yeah, I mean, if it was one giant message, that can cause problems too.
Right.
But you probably can't. The only way to really check that, if you haven't been able to download it, is to go into that web mail and see if it's actually there.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'll get one that's so big, you can't delete it one place and you can't delete it another place, and then you actually have to call your internet service provider and say, hey, I got this huge message in there. Can you delete it to get me going again? So probably best to call Charter with that one.
They'll let you
from there. Yeah, they'll definitely tell you what's going on. But that's actually a fairly common thing. Anytime you get a message over 2 megabytes, it may or may not work. So
is that just because of the transfer speed from inbox to inbox? I mean,
it's like a default setting.
Or
it's like 2 megs on mail servers. If it's an older mail server, they freak out. Now things are usually safe up to about 10.
Yeah, 10. I was going to say that's what my email account does. You can send up to 10 at a time, and then, you know, it's endless beyond that.
Got
the Gmail thing going on, but, you know.
So a 10 meg is, you know, for most new email providers. Some of the old ones, 2 is still about the max. So you can always call your internet service provider and check with them.
You know, all the servers are switching to Windows 2003, but they used to be running all Macs. In there with IMAX.
Oh.
That's the reason why. Only 2 megabytes.
You want me to continue staring you down like this the whole morning?
It kind of makes me uncomfortable, Josh.
I figured it would.
We're having a stare down here. It's the Mac versus PC shootout here.
I'm good with both.
Why don't you guys guys have a showdown?
I like both.
Cam, you take your PC.
My PC.
You take your Mac, and we'll have some kind of benchmark showdown.
No, you know what?
We'll just put them in a room and let them box.
Because I've got an older, it's not the newest thing that they have out.
Okay, I'll take it on your laptop.
Okay, well, we got to take one from the same year. They got to have the same, you know, they have to have the same general specs. You know what I mean?
It's not going to happen.
They'd have to.
Because now PCs have graphics or physics processors.
Yeah, physics processors.
What are physics processors?
Exactly.
We were reading about it, but it's on the. Well, this is another piece of news. If you are a serious gamer, and we're talking really serious, or someone who follows high end computing, you probably heard of a company called Alienware.
Yep.
They make some funky looking but really high performance PCs, pretty much exclusively for gaming. If you're a gamer, this is like your dream machine. I mean, because it's got the best graphics card, the best RAM, the fastest this, that, and the other.
And they are ugly.
But they're a little ugly. They got this big old alien head on them.
What's funny is their laptops, they get like on 2 batteries, they'll get an hour's worth of battery life on it.
Because they're serious, man. There's some serious performance. But anyways, Dell actually kind of purchased them. So Dell is maintaining the Alienware division. They're kind of left to do their own thing, but they're under Dell. So it's kind of giving them an edge in the high-end gaming market. Dell also released a custom XPS gaming machine.
Yep.
We're looking at, it's like 10 grand for this thing, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
It's got an overclock 4.26 gigahertz processor. Comes with 2 gigs of RAM. It's got like 4 video cards totaling 2 gigs of video memory. This is amazing.
It's
an
detailed.
Amazing machine.
A professional painter.
He paints motorcycles, and he has this like special flame technique.
Mm-hmm. He flames the computer.
Because it's like this custom run. There's only like, I don't know how many of them available. But
oh, you've got to be a true geek to do that.
But the computer itself is pretty sweet.
I got decals put on my computer, man.
What do you think I'm saving up for, Josh?
That's right. Cam's dreaming about that machine.
Yeah.
But anyways, so there's some high-end gaming computers out there. Alienware, fun stuff. Check it out.
What's the website on that? Do they have a website?
Alienware has? Yeah.
Yeah, it should be just alienware.com.
Yeah. But the physics process, was that about an Alienware PC?
Yeah. That's built in the Dell and Alienware PCs, the XPSs and the Alienware PCs now.
It's basically a separate processor to handle the rendering of
rocks,
physical objects,
water
in a game. So basically, it's if you've got falling rocks in the background, or if you've got water or rain or anything like that, there's a processor that's just for that.
It's separating
parts,
it out
because those parts of the game are so important.
And those are the parts of the game.
They take a lot of power.
Oh, that's true. I guess it would take down the whole thing.
So it's taking it off the main processor and saying it's dedicating a processor just for that. But of course, you have to have software that's going to be written to accommodate that. So yeah.
I bet they will.
Not seeing a whole lot of it yet.
I thought it was more something like the computer actually knew what kind of processor calls to dump over to that second processor.
Yeah, I don't know. There wasn't a whole lot of information on this thing.
But, is it brand new?
It's kind of a new thing to add that third component. I mean, it's typically been your CPU and then your video card, which has handled a lot. Now throw in the physics processor. So
yeah,
it's a new thing, yeah. I mean, we'll see what happens.
Okay, so me not knowing about that, I'm not, you know.
Well, I mean, you're a Mac guy. They don't have anything like that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's just Mac and physics processors just don't mix.
We've got the Intel processors now, though.
You're getting there. Yeah, you're getting there.
It's getting closer.
Yeah, it's almost a PC.
Don't. That's right.
No.
Just kidding. So this is in the news as well. Dell is increasing numbers of employees in India. It's becoming more likely that when you dial in to someone at Dell, you'll reach an employee based in India. The computer maker says it plans to double the number of its employees in India to 20,000 in the next 3 years. Chairman Michael Dell made the statement during a visit to India's technology hub in Bangalore. Dell currently operates four call centers in India, as well as product testing centers for corporate customers in a global software development center. It's part of a trend by scores of Western companies which have been cutting costs by shifting operations like routine office functions to countries such as India. The reason such nations have plenty of English-speaking workers, and they also have low wages. So, you call Dell, you call in India.
Thank you for calling Dell. Have a nice day.
You call the computer guys?
I like that.
You're calling Holland.
You know what? I had a funny experience. Did I ever tell this on the air?
I don't know.
My experience with calling Dell's tech support one time. It was really funny, actually. I laughed quite a bit for a long time. I called them up. I wanted to figure out how to get into something on my computer. I don't even remember what it was. But I called them up, and they said, the guy goes, go to start. I was like, okay, start. Got that. You know, I'm trying to emulate the accent that they have. Go to programs. I go to programs. And then go to accessories. Accessories. I don't think my computer has accessories. So I'm looking at my parents. You know, I'm like, accessories. I don't think I have one of those. I said, I don't have accessories. Every computer has accessories. It's directed about the game. And he was like, you know, going on and on and on. So finally, I figured it out. I said, you mean accessories? He goes, yes, accessories.
So I clicked on it. There you go.
But unfortunately,
that's all too common. You know, it's just they're speaking English, you know, nothing to knock that.
Right.
But it's sometimes hard to understand. And, you know, if you have a bad line internationally or something, you got some noise in there, it makes it hard to understand.
Technically, yeah, that's a problem. And then also, they might know they probably know everything that they're doing very well, but they have a hard time communicating it.
Well, the thing is, anytime you call a call center, regardless of whether it's
they're reading a script.
They are reading a script. And if for some reason your problem doesn't fall into that script, it gets crazy.
It's a nightmare.
Because they don't know what you're seeing, and you don't know what they're saying, and so you have major problems. So that's when you call the computer guys. And we can help you out. So we're always here, and we're not planning on moving to India.
So if you're on the phone with Dell right now, you've been on hold for 15 minutes, hang up and call the computer guys.
Or for 8 hours.
Hours. Or if you're on your fifth or sixth call. And, you know, it's not only Dell. It's any major company that does a lot with tech support.
That's
true.
You know,
it's cheap for them. It's a huge cost savings. So, yeah, we're not here knocking Dell. We're just...
No.
It's just the way it is. So give us a call.
Even non-computer companies. I mean, you call to find out about the food processing unit you just got, and you'll wind up with something
probably
like that. You know what I mean?
That's right. We have a call?
Yes, hold on.
Okay, he's running all over here. It's amazing. You should see this guy move.
Should I? Let's read a little story.
You got a story?
Yeah, campfire story time. Google to be ordered to turn over info to feds. Google is about to come out on the losing end of a struggle with the federal government. A federal judge says he plans to order the online web portal to turn over some of the internet records to the Justice Department. At the same time, U.S. District Judge James Ware says he is concerned about a demand from federal law enforcement to have Google give up a random sample of search requests entered into Google's search engine. The judge says Justice can expect to get at least some of the information it had been seeking from Google as part of the Bush administration's effort to revive a law meant to shield children from online pornography. But the judge says he doesn't want to create the perception that internet search engines and other large online databases could become tools for government surveillance. Hmm. And I think it's important that we do keep those as databases, but again, we're dealing with a lot of things out there that shouldn't be out there.
Yeah, that's true. The whole issue of privacy is it's a touchy subject.
Yep.
Maybe this person calling in has something to say about that. We'll check with them.
What person calling in? I just...
What?
There is no call.
Oh, I thought there was.
That's why I ran in the other room to take calls.
Oh.
See,
answered it when you were in the other room?
See, Kevin...
Just told him?
Kevin, listen. Yes. Not every phone call is to you.
Well, here. Josh, you know, we're here.
When they call the radio station,
I thought somebody was going to hang up with Dell and call us.
They might be calling for another reason. It's not all about you guys.
Did they call to ask you about your car?
No.
Josh got a new car out there.
Might tell them.
No, which one was that?
Was it greenish?
It's kind of a greenish. Accord? Yeah, it's not an Accord.
Army Civic?
Civic.
It's the Accord's baby brother.
What year?
1997.
Okay.
It's a good year.
Yeah.
So anyways, we congratulate him on that.
Well, thank you.
So what do you think about the story I just read on Google, Josh?
I was answering questions. Okay. I'm doing my job.
Oh of course. Anyways, this is an interesting article. This is regarding spyware and viruses. This is from someone who works in the IT field. And he says, I'm going out on a limb here to say that the computer virus, in his opinion, is now outdated. Since spyware is taken over as the more destructive force.
Is that authored by David Steinweich?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's actually Angus McLaren.
Ah.
So,
he's a good guy.
He's not bad. So he finds that with his job, he spends more time on security issues, removing spyware, than viruses. And I would have to agree.
Yeah. I think it comes down to your biggest virus or your problem with your computer is sometimes your user.
Well, that, and I, even if you talk in terms of what's more difficult to remove,
right?
It's generally spyware now. We haven't seen any viruses that are majorly destructive in months.
You know,
but spyware...
It's so easy to get spyware because you just click on something.
And it's always like a false advertising thing. Here, we're going to do this for you. And if you read the agreement, speaking of reading the agreement, there was some piece of adware that had in their user license, if anyone contacts us and says that they read this in our user agreement, there's a prize. So
really?
This guy contacted the company. He won $1,000 because nobody ever reads those things.
He actually did win $1,000?
He won $1,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Just for reading and contacting the company saying he had read their user agreement. So the moral of the story is read that agreement.
I'm going to be reading every agreement for that and every warning message that pops up on my computer, too.
Yeah, the fun one, the Spybot one. I don't know if you've ever read that. It's this guy who wrote it dedicates it to his girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's like all personal.
It's like a love
note. I dedicate this
high
to my
school
girlfriend.
Love note.
She's the greatest girl in the world, something da-da-da.
It's
pretty funny.
Another sign that you're a huge geek.
Well, you know, you got to read these things. So,
yeah, but I'm going to dedicate my software program to my girlfriend. Because
I think that's a pretty important dedication. The number of people that are using that.
That's true. Actually,
that's like getting a skywriting or better.
It is. That is true.
So, yeah. But anyways, so spyware. And I would even say spyware more than adware. Adware is annoying. Spyware is more destructive.
It is.
So it's actually out there to get information from you or to report on what you're doing, where you've been, passwords, that kind of thing.
They're deceptive.
It is very deceptive.
It's telling you you have an infection and it says, okay, click here and the problem will be taken care of. You say, all right, well, this is good.
This is going to be taken care of.
$20 later, I'm all set.
Yep.
So then you pay the $20 or whatever, You just have this program on your computer that's just blocking that stuff. The stuff's still there, and then other stuff gets on, wants your $20 again.
Exactly. It's just there to make money. But anyways, we get a lot of questions about, hey, I have Norton, or I have McAfee. What's the spyware stuff? Isn't it supposed to stop it? It's different. Yeah. You know, now they're starting to release, Norton has anti-spyware. McAfee has anti-spyware. But unfortunately, those programs don't work all that well. You know, they're first and foremost antivirus protection.
And you can't just protect against one.
No, you need two separate things.
Yep.
Hey, guys.
And even that being said, one program doesn't do it all.
We have a phone call.
All right, let's take that phone call.
Phone call right now on the air. WHTC Computer Guys, good morning.
Good morning. I have a Dell computer that I purchased less than a year ago. I think it's a Dimension 2400.
Okay.
And you know how you turn it on and the music plays and and all that? Well, after a short while after I got it, the music is like static. It breaks up. And when I play something that has music to it, it doesn't come through clear anymore. They're static. Well, I bought the warranty as well. And I called Dell, and they said, well, that really isn't covered underneath the warranty because you must have a virus. You got to call this other line, and they want to charge me. And I was thinking I should bring it into you guys and have you look at what would cause that.
It could be any number of things. One thing is just that the volume can actually be set too high internally.
No. Oh, internally.
On the computer itself, not on the speakers.
Okay.
Because if the signal's too high, it'll start distorting at a high level. Okay. So, what you could even do, too, is in your taskbar by your clock, you should see a little speaker icon.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to double-click on that, it would bring up a little sound mixer.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure that none of those levels, especially the overall volume control in the wave, WAVE, are not set as high as they go.
Okay.
Put them at about, either half or three-quarters, and then use your speaker volume to adjust the rest of the way.
Okay.
That's one thing. And you said it's anytime you play anything with the sound?
Well, yeah, I play very little with the sound, but when it comes on where that music plays, that breaks up all the time.
Okay, because I've seen that on a computer that where everything is right. Part of the issue with that is if it's trying to load a lot of different things at startup, if it doesn't have the amount of resources it needs, like the amount of memory and everything, the sound will actually break up because it's trying to do too many things at once. So if that's your only problem, there's a few things that can be cleaned out to clear that up. But if it's every sound you play, then, I would definitely check, your volume level.
Yeah, it is every sound.
Okay, yeah, then it's either that. It could be a sound card driver issue, which just needs to be updated, but it's probably not something serious.
Okay.
So
I guess if I continue to have the problem, I should just bring it in?
Sure, yeah. It would be something pretty minor, I'm sure.
Okay. All right, one other thing, too, that might help out. You keep saying that you want phone calls.
Yes.
Well, I listened to you on a radio, and I'm running home to get to call you, and I had to get the phone book because you don't give your number out.
You know, I was just about to say this off the air to Kevin.
395-1450, I'm sorry.
No, it's funny because I was just about to say this off the air to Kevin. We haven't given the phone number out all morning.
That's true. It's, because Dave's the phone number guy.
Yeah, I guess he is.
He's not here today, so I apologize for that.
Oh, you don't have to apologize. You can make up for it by coming over and help me with my Sony TV that I got problems with now.
Off the TV, too. I don't know about that.
How's 2 p.m. sound for you? Kevin, you good with that?
Yeah, I can't do that today.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, so the phone number, again, is 395-1450. I do apologize for that. And the email address
partly
is
my fault.
computerguys@whtc.com.
And if you email computerguys@whtc.com, you can do that from anywhere in the world.
That's right.
And
we would appreciate that. If you're emailing from somewhere other than the United States,
that's right.
Let us know.
Make a note of that because we do have people
in Ghana.
That's right.
We do have people listening. If you go on to iTunes,
check the podcast.
Check out the podcast. Type in WHTC into the iTunes Music Store and under the regular search, I think you can just do it. And it'll come up, WHTC Computer Guys. You can subscribe, download every single weekend's episode.
That's right. Archive them to your collection. Listen when you're in the shower, when you're falling asleep at night, whatever it may be. Just listen. No, just kidding. My brother actually subscribes to that. He's international.
Oh, really?
He's from Thailand. So Yeah, we should have some. We should. Is there any way to see where people are subscribing from?
No, you know what? I'm kind of disappointed because no, there isn't.
That's too bad.
I found out there's like maybe 15, between 15 and 20 people that subscribe and listen.
That's great. I appreciate
that. I have three.
So, I figured it was all
James
you guys.
Bumping the numbers. No, it's just, yeah, and we appreciate that, Josh, for making that happen. So, you know, so other people can listen wherever they are.
That's right.
So, yeah. But, yeah, again, the best way still is 395-1450.
Well, we are getting toward the end of the program, though.
Yes, very, very limited amount of time.
So if you got a story or something,
go
ahead.
Let's see what we have.
Go with it.
Oh, man, there's so much news. Xbox 360.
Yada, yada. PlayStation 3 is delayed.
Is it delayed?
Oh, of course.
Oof. Oh.
So that's just, that's Xbox. Oh, no. This is great.
I'm sorry. I'm waiting for the Nintendo Revolution.
Oh, wait a while.
I think that'll be cool. Yeah, that'll be a while, yeah.
Oh, yeah, here we go. The PS3, let's go a little more on that. PlayStation 3 says it won't hurt the battle with Microsoft. Sony says it doesn't expect to be at much of a disadvantage. Even though there will be a delay in the release of its PlayStation 3 video game console, Phil Harrison told a group of reporters that the Game Developers Conference that the delay won't give rival Microsoft Xbox 360 too big of a head start in the console battle. So they still have great hopes for their system.
So, this is good.
Well,
it is
awesome.
A good thing.
It's not going to happen.
No. So anyways, we appreciate your calls today. If we couldn't take your call today, give us a call during the week. Our office number is 394-4940. Again, we are from Macatawa Technologies. We're located on the south side of Holland, 833 Maple Avenue. That's the corner of 34th and Maple. We will be back next week in full force, and we will give out our phone number with regular intervals.
With Dave?
With Dave running the bar. So.
Excellent.
Yeah, Dave will be here. So anyways, thanks again and have a wonderful week.
Thanks for listening to another hour of the Holland Area's News and Information Station, 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.